Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I think we're going to get the votes next week. We're using the exact same process the Democrats did to pass Obamacare.
Senator Lindsey Graham appearing on ABC this week, pointing out that Democrats are angry about Republicans using the exact same methods they used to pass Obamacare.
They complain about a process they used. They're never going to give in to changing Obamacare. They're going to single-payer health care. There is no bipartisan solution to health care.
Violent crime in the U.S. on the increase. It's up for the second straight year. New figures from the FBI show violent crime rose just over 4% in 2016. There was nearly a 4% hike in 2015. Murders rose 8.6% last year. It's the first time that a two-year increase has been logged in more than a decade. Get the latest news online at usaradio.com.
Good news, everyone. Futurama is back in an all-new episode that's available for audio download or listening today. And it's free. The new episode, created by the original Futurama team, came to life after they were reunited to create new content for Jam City's mobile game, Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow. Executive producer David X. Cohen says the cast had a great time creating both the video game and the 42-minute-long podcast episode.
It's weird, you know. Several years go by and you don't make an episode of Futurama and you get a little nervous, like, can we still do this? And then everybody just kind of locks into work mode again and it feels like old times. We have the whole original crew back together for this. We have all original writers from the show. We have the original animators and the entire cast of the show.
Fans of the show will find the podcast on sites including Nerdist.com and YouTube. The Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow game is also free and available for mobile devices via the App Store and Google Play.
A gunman opened fire at a suburban Nashville church on Sunday, leaving a woman dead and seven others wounded. The gunman, Emmanuel Cadega Sampson, was stopped by usher Caleb Engel, despite Engel being seriously wounded himself. Engel's father, Robert, spoke with USA Radio News. He said at first they thought someone was outside setting off fireworks.
Well, I started hearing what sounded like fireworks. It was over on that far side over there is what it sounded, you know, like a pow-pow-pow, you know, like somebody shooting fireworks, which, you know, we all do. We're from the South. But then it was getting louder, and I said, no, that ain't fireworks, that's gunshot.
Engel added there were 35 to 40 people in the sanctuary at the time the shooting took place. Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin is angry at one of his players because he went out during the national anthem and held his hand over his heart. Tomlin is angry that tackle Alejandro Villanueva, a former Army Ranger, stood alone without his team while the anthem played Sunday before the Steelers game with Chicago at Soldier Field. The Steelers lost the game. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Another big aftershock causing concern among residents and rescuers in southern Mexico.
Over the weekend, two aftershocks sent waves of fear through this country. It even at one point halted work crews behind me. But this morning, they are back at work. Those desperate missions underway at this location. They are looking for six possible survivors who may have been buried here for nearly a week under the rubble, 6 days. They say they believe there is bodies inside this building, but they also say there may be survivors. Across the country, the death toll stands at nearly 300. Some 60 buildings have collapsed or are severely impacted. Here on the ground, they say the rescue missions will continue for as long as it takes until all of the missing have been recovered.
North Korea now trying to claim that comments made on Twitter by President Trump mean the U.S. has declared war on them. Here's Sharon Reed.
North Korea's foreign minister is now responding to tweets from President Trump, who said North Korean leaders might not be around much longer.
This is clearly a declaration of war.
Speaking through a translator in New York, North Korea's foreign minister Ri Yong-ho said the North has a right to defend itself.
Since the United States declared war on our country, we will have every right to make countermeasures, including the right to shoot down the United States' strategic bombers.
And he warned the question of who won't be around much longer will be answered then.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. The weather today, tonight actually, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise, increasing clouds with a low around 63, east winds 5 to 7 miles an hour, and it's beginning to come calm after midnight. Tuesday, patchy fog before 11 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 84. Calm winds becoming east around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Light and variable winds, there's a 20% chance of precipitation. Wednesday is a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 84. Light northwest winds, same 20% chance of precipitation. Wednesday night, slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Light and variable wind, chance of precipitation is still 20%. Thursday is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 78. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio show. This is the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged to have with us today Dr. Badzell.
Yes.
I said it right?
Yes.
All right. I was wondering whether I would or not. Doctor is a endocrinologist?
Endocrinologist,
okay. And we're going to talk about obesity and consequences and weight loss,
sure,
et cetera, et cetera. As I said in my last show, just before this, we were talking about, you know, going to the gym and losing right. weight and stuff like that for people with mental health issues.
Sure.
And I had said, well, what's hanging over my belt used to be my chest. But you know, as you get older, what can I tell you? I do go to the gym 3 times a week, though.
Very good. Excellent.
I had to lose a lot of weight because I had my knees replaced.
Uh-huh.
So I lost about 160 pounds.
Very nice.
But it took me almost 2 years to do it, but I did do it. And now it's like up 3, down 2, up 4, down 4, 3, you know, that sort of thing. But it's nowhere near where it used to be. So that's
a
good thing.
You made a lot of progress.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But I needed my knees done, and, you know, and so I had to have them both done at the same time. So,
you know. You're doing well?
I'm doing well, yeah. It's been a little over 5 years, and when I went for my 5-year checkup,
uh-huh,
doc told me
took an x-ray, and he says, your knee replacements is as good now as the day I put them in. Get out of here and come back in 5 years. I says, yes, sir, certainly will. Come back in 5 years.
Very nice.
So at the Hunterdon Healthcare, what is your role, doctor? What do you do?
Sure. I'm an endocrinologist. I'm a board-certified endocrinologist. I also specialize in obesity medicine, and I'm a board-certified obesity medicine specialist. My role at Hunterdon Healthcare is to provide care for patients with obesity, help them lose weight by medical different strategies that we use. I also provide care for endocrinology patients, which includes diabetes, thyroid, bone problems, calcium problems, and other hormonal issues that patients may have.
Okay. Let me ask you, because I've been told, well, put it this way, I've been what they call pre-diabetic for about 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I've been taking medication for it, and I'm fine. I don't hit my finger and take my blood thing, but well, every time I go, it's fine. I was told by a doctor at the Hunterdon Medical Center when I was in there for something else, confined in the hospital. He said there was no such thing as pre-diabetic. He says, you're either diabetic or you're not. Well, I don't know. Is that true or not true?
Well, what happens is, you know, blood sugar testing is done usually by a test called hemoglobin A1C, which gives you an average of about 3 months of blood sugars in your body. You know, when you eat food, your blood sugar rises. So it takes an average. And the average point between 5.7 to 6.4 is considered pre-diabetes. So there is a term which defines a person in this range as pre-diabetes, or some people call as impaired fasting glucose, or some people call it impaired glucose tolerance, in which basically person is not able to make enough insulin, or the insulin produced by body is not enough to keep the blood sugars into the normal range, which is usually between 80 to 120. So when we talk about pre-diabetes, it doesn't mean that you are going to eventually turn into diabetic. You may very well remain pre-diabetic, or you may become normal just by losing weight. And this is more specific for person who belongs to type 2 diabetes rather than type 1, in which have insulin deficiency.
Right. Well, like I said, I take my thing, I go periodically, and about twice a year, and they take it, and it's always like 5.4, 5.5.
But that's okay.
5.6, I think, was the highest it was.
So you're not diabetic then?
Well, that's why they call me pre-diabetic, I guess. But the medicine has helped. I've been taking it for quite a while, and that helps, would assume, you know.
Definitely.
So I don't mind taking it as long as I don't have to, you know, go any further and become diabetic, you know.
You take medicines for diabetes?
Yes.
Okay.
For, you know, I've been taking it for quite a while.
They're keeping you in control, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't mean to get off on that, but...
Sure, definitely.
But I just, you know. What I always ask, as you know, I did the show before this, Mental Health Matters for NAMI. And then I've been doing this show for a couple of years. And I always ask the guests, how did you get in this line of work?
Oh.
Because I know, like, and, you know, some people will tell me, well, I always wanted to be a doctor, and since I was a little kid, I, you know, blah, blah, blah. Others will say, well, you know, this happened or that happened, and I got into this line of work. With me, it was... I was out of work, four kids, mortgage, car payment, had to put food on the table, and this job came along, and actually it was in Brooklyn, and I lived out here, and I commuted, you know, back and forth, but it put food on the table and, you know, kept us in our house and I could pay the mortgage. So that's how I did it. Eventually I moved to another position at another company, but still that's how I did it. How did you get in this line of work?
This is thanks for asking this question. You know, early in my life, I learned that you should enjoy what you do, you should love what you do. And slowly, as I was in the process of becoming a doctor, I was exposed to every specialty in the field, and I found that my interest is inclined towards hormones and diabetes and obesity.
Okay.
Now, as I started practicing, I noticed that obesity is the root problem for a lot of conditions, like diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol problems, heart problems. So I eventually focused my interest towards obesity medicine so I could help a lot of people be able to get rid of the medications, help lose weight, live a healthy life, and enjoy what they want.
Right, right.
So that was my main intention, and it fits very well to my personality, my strength, and that's how I entered this field.
Well, that's, you know, I think you have to do something you like.
Right.
I don't know that everybody has to love what they're doing.
Right.
But I think they have to like what they're doing.
I agree with you 100%.
I know there was times at certain jobs I had, which I didn't like.
Uh-huh.
But they had good points, but I didn't like the overall situation.
Right.
I had to travel at one point for almost 2 years, two exits past Kennedy Airport.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, that's a big commute.
Out in the day, out at night, and I lived where I live. Here in Hunterdon County.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was like drive all the way out, drive all the way back, you know. So that was a joy because you'd spend conservatively
4 hours.
About 4 hours, sometimes five on the road, depending on how bad the traffic was and, you know. And So it was not a joy, but then again, four kids and a mortgage and car payments. And ironically, I was in between insurances when my second son was born, so we were paying off the doctor and the hospital and everything for that. So it was
taxing.
You do what you have to do, you know, but eventually I transferred back to Jersey, and it wasn't quite so bad.
Uh-huh.
It was up past Parsippany, but still it's better than two exits past Kennedy Airport. You know?
That's true.
But... Okay, what is the difference between obesity and overweight? Is there a difference?
Yeah, there is a difference, actually. You know, obesity is, currently we have a classification that we use based on body mass index, which takes...
Based on what
it
index?
It is called body mass index,
okay.
Called BMI.
Yeah, okay.
It takes into account your height and your weight, and it gives you a number. And that number, usually, if it is between 25 and 29.9, you're classified as overweight. But anything above 30 is classified as obesity. You know, just for your reference, I would say almost one-third of the U.S. population is overweight, and another one-third is actually obese. And 6% is severely obese, which is like BMI greater than 40. So we are talking about two-thirds of the population that is dealing, you know,
right,
categorized as overweight and obese together. So the difference also lies into the fact that as your BMI or your weight proportionally increases, the consequences, the health risk, the eventual problems that we suffer from do increase proportionately and significantly.
And is there a number attached to those? In other words, if you're obese and you're 6 foot tall, and is there a number that is attached for weight-wise, like 250, 300?
Sure. There is something called ideal body weight based on your height, based on your age, based on your sex, based on your even ethnicity. So usually what happens is there is a weight chart that you can follow. But again, it is not just the weight alone. Why do I say that? Because let's say there is a person who goes to the gym, does a lot of weight strengthening, and has a lot of muscle mass. He may have exactly the same weight for his height as somebody who has a lot of fat but a very less amount of muscle with exactly the same weight. So the idea lies into the fact that it is the amount of fat or excess fat more than what your body needs or is required or is necessary, that puts you at risk of metabolic problems or health-related problems.
Okay. And what is, or is there a difference, I guess, between being overweight and obese?
Yes. So being overweight is that you are in a category where you could make changes and try to bring yourself into a normal range where the health consequences are much lesser or improved, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Versus if you're obese, you also can lose weight by strategies, but you may have to work a little harder because you are much above the goal.
Okay.
Much above the target. Did I understand your question?
No, yes, no, absolutely. I'm just thinking that, do you run into people that find it, or won't, if they're obese, won't do this?
Sure, sure. Actually, there, if I understand your question, there might be two ways to answer it. One is, there are some people who are obese but do not have health-related consequences. It is called metabolically healthy obese people. They still have some consequences more than normal weight individuals, but may not be entirely having significant cardiac health-related problem, diabetes, blood pressure,
right,
cholesterol.
Right.
And the other aspect of it is sometimes the person may not feel or doesn't know that he has consequences related to obesity. So a routine health check can actually answer the question whether it is very important for you to lose weight.
And I would assume that either one, overweight or obese,
mm-hmm.
that there would be some diet restrictions.
Sure.
That, you know, like don't eat jelly donuts from Dunkin' Donuts or something, you know, or something like that, you know.
Right.
But is that's true, correct?
Yes.
And how do you distinguish what kind of diet a person should be on?
Sure.
And does it differ from obesity to overweight?
Sure. Let me answer you this question with a little bit of background.
Okay.
You know, obesity is a complex, a chronic disease which is impacted by a lot of different things in the body, including our brain, the nervous system, hormonal issues, sometimes gastrointestinal issues, and obviously behavioral issues including diet and lifestyle and physical activity. So it's not just one thing that plays in part in development of obesity, and therefore it is important that we address obesity or individual addresses obesity in a multiple different ways. So to answer your question for diet, yes. The number one thing that works for obesity management is caloric restriction.
Okay.
You know, in last 30 years, we have seen a rise in foods that probably are high calorie, you know, for example, fast foods and you know, things which are full of sugar. And that just gives you a lot of energy or calories, and they just convert into fat in our body.
Right.
And also, we have seen with development that the physical activity has decreased significantly. So it's like a bank balance, Larry. How much you put in and how much you take out is what you got.
Right. Right.
So once we start decreasing the caloric intake, it sheds your weight. Now, is that different for obesity and overweight? Probably not. But the amount that I can restrict somebody for obesity and overweight would probably be different. For example, if somebody is only 5 pounds overweight, I may say, based on his weight and other things, restrict 300 calories a day for what you're doing. If somebody is, let's say, 15 pounds overweight or more, I may say, let's restrict 500 calories, depending on other things.
Right. And someone, well, first of all, how do you get your clients? Are they referred by their general practitioner, or they just walk in and say, I heard you got a weight loss thing here or something?
So we do get our clients by multiple different ways. Some are in the community who know us or who has come to know us from different sources, and they just make an appointment to see us. A lot of client referrals do come from primary care physicians, including in family medicine and internal medicine, who feel that the patient or the person needs to lose weight. A lot of referrals also come from cardiology for the same reason, because a lot of individuals do suffer from cardiac problems. So I would say physician referral is probably the largest source, but there are other sources that we do get over referrals, including self-referral.
All right, let's, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I come to you.
Yep.
For whatever reason, doctor recommended me or something. What is the procedure then?
Sure. So we have a Hunterdon Center for Advanced Weight Loss on Route 31 in Clinton, New mm-hmm. Jersey. So how it works is, you know, when you call the office, you get a free no-obligation consult with the coordinator of the center. She sits with you for anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes. She explains you all the options we have for weight loss, including meal replacements, including medication use, and even surgical options because the center is equipped with board-certified surgeons. And then from there on, we allow the patient to assimilate the information, think about it, and come to see me in the following visit.
Okay.
And the first visit with me, or the surgeon, if so he decides, goes over with the history, with the physical examination, and come up with a comprehensive plan that works best for that person. It varies for everybody.
So it's tailored for the individual then?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
We take into consideration the factors that affect weight gain and the factors that will help him lose weight.
Do you find that if people are stressed, they eat more?
Yes, that's very true. And that a lot of this is, there is a science behind it. And when you have a stress or emotional eating, there is a lot of behavioral plus as well as appetite stimulation in the brain that allows you, or actually I would not say force, but allows you or motivates you to seek triggers or seek things that help you relieve that stress. And one of them is food. So yes, stress management is a big part of obesity management.
Now, did I understand you right that you're at the Health and Wellness Center on 31?
Yes.
Is that upstairs from the gym?
So the Health and Wellness Center is on the first floor.
Right.
And the Center for Advanced Weight Loss is on the second
floor. Second floor, okay. Yep. That's where I go to my Dr. Vandenberg is on the second
yes.
floor, right. So I've been going to him for years.
Right.
So, and he's on the second floor also, yep. So okay. Just wanted to make sure I had it right. Is there certain things that contribute to obesity?
Definitely. Definitely. So there are
other than just eating till you can't put any more in your mouth.
Sure. So there are some rare genetic conditions. There are conditions which can lead you to weight gain, but usually seen in childhood for more of the genetic reasons. More of the things that we see in adulthood is if it is not related to lifestyle, then there might be other hormonal issues, one of which is thyroid related, in which the body doesn't make enough thyroid hormone, can contribute to weight gain. There are conditions in which body makes an excessive amount of cortisol, which is another hormone, and can lead to weight gain. And other complex conditions medically that could lead to weight gain. So I would again say the same thing, that
right.
it is a very complex, multiple right. system involvement in obesity development.
Well, I know that when I was growing up,
mm-hmm.
My mother was an immigrant from Germany
uh-huh.
and became a citizen and got a job and all that good, happy stuff, spoke English, learned to speak English. But when she had me, my father was rarely at home because he was in a merchant marine and he was on ships the whole time. She would make supper, mashed potatoes and gravy and this and that, and you ate everything on that plate. You weren't going to leave anything. And it was her thinking that you don't waste it, you eat it.
Right.
Her thinking was not smaller portions, but big portions, and you eat everything. I'm not saying that helped create my physical thing. But when I went into service, the first thing they did was make me lose weight.
Right.
And it was like I couldn't go to the chow hall. I'd have to go to the hospital and eat.
Really?
And, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was during basic training.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I lost weight, and then I was fine because I, you know, did all this other good stuff the service wanted me to do. And but, you know, but once I came out, it was like, whew, you know, I can eat again. You know? I didn't have to get these meals ready for, you know, that they made 20 years ago and were giving us it now, you know.
Right.
But what that may contribute, in my case, to being overweight, what contributes, what are some of the other things that contribute?
Sure. So, you know, as you pointed out, I would say there are a lot of cultures in the world which have their own opinions or self-beliefs in which you would say, well, you have to finish the plate before you get off the dining table. Yes. And again, you know, there are a lot of non-scientific myths that contributes to obesity. So the first thing that we talk about is usually portion control.
Yeah.
Now, once your body or brain gets used to a bigger portion, it becomes harder to adjust to the smaller portion. And sometimes you wonder, look at that guy, he just ate like a bird, and the other guy ate like...
Right.
But that is not all entirely the person's, I would say, desire to do that. Sometimes it becomes second nature that you do that. The other things that do contribute is motivation. As you said, you were in service, you were motivated or forced.
Forced mainly.
Say, and you did lose.
Yeah.
So I believe that every individual has the capacity, every individual has the belief or motivation to do it. Let's say somebody has a wedding tomorrow in 4 weeks and they want to lose weight. See how the pounds shed out.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So motivation do help. Sometimes we do not realize that there could be a consequence. So lack of education can allow your body to just assimilate and accumulate more calories that you would want to.
So yeah, I can understand that.
So it is not something that you are wishfully doing it, or anybody is wishfully doing it.
Right.
But it is just, you know, the environment.
And I assume, I think you mentioned a little earlier, some of the health risks that go along with doing it.
Multiple health risks.
You know, a heart and,
yes.
You know, I would think that's probably one of the biggest ones.
Absolutely. And that is the reason, and I would say at least 200 medical conditions have been associated scientifically with obesity or excessive weight, mm-hmm. or excessive fat. And the reasons for death, overall what we call as all-cause mortality, is almost double in a person with obesity as compared to normal weight, partly related to these medical conditions that develop from obesity, including diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, cholesterol problems, sleep problems, heart issues. You know, in women you can get irregular period and polycystic ovaries.
Right.
There are at least 8 cancers that have been associated with obesity, directly linked with it.
I didn't know that.
Yep. There are infections that are, you know, you get more prone to infections.
Okay.
So it is a probability that increases with gaining weight.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, you have medically supervised weight loss.
Yes.
That's part of your program, I would assume, right?
Right.
Would you give us the details on that?
Sure, sure. So in medical supervised weight loss that we do at the center, after we have spoken to the patient, examined, we do order a set of lab work to make sure that has complete blood count, metabolic panels, and if necessary, based on the exam, any other workup is necessary. We also obtain a baseline electrocardiogram to make sure they are heart healthy and are not suffering from any silent heart problems,
mm-hmm.
or heart issues. Then there are 2 pathways in majority that we use. One is the meal replacement pathway, in which we try to give them a scientific proven formula called OptiFast, which includes soups, bars, and shakes, or a combination, and restrict the total amount of calories depending on individual, anywhere from 800 to 1,200 calories. The other arm of the weight loss is use of medications There are currently 5 FDA-approved medications that we use for weight loss, which either help you with appetite suppression, controlling your hunger, or have a mechanism to make your stomach slow and make you eat less. Sometimes I also use a combination of both.
Okay.
Because it is sometimes hard to be on a liquid diet, and I can use medications with some liquid diet and some of your own food, which we call as partial meal replacement, and use of medications. So with these two tools and working around, we do help patients lose weight.
And say someone comes in and they have high blood pressure, mm-hmm. so they're taking medication for that.
Right.
They have high cholesterol, they're taking medication for that. They have
diabetes.
AFib.
Right.
Can they still be a candidate?
Yes. So after reviewing the history, there are certainly some conditions that are not, that preclude the use of medication, but there are few medicines that we can still use in multiple comorbidities or medical conditions. And again, some of them categorize in meal replacement programs, some of them do categorize in, for example, if you have type 2 diabetes or an individual has type 2 diabetes, we could use a medicine that works for both weight loss as well as diabetes.
Okay.
If you are suffering from high blood pressure or heart disease, I would rather not use a medicine that causes a side effect to that end, but I could safely use a medicine that does not affect your heart rate or your blood pressure and still help you with losing weight. If I see that the person does not have any reasonable reason to preclude a medicine, then I'm free to use whatever I think works best for it.
Okay.
Best for the person.
Okay. If so if somebody's under this medically supervised weight loss program,
yes.
How often do they have to come in?
Sure. So depending
on, or does it vary with the individual?
It does vary, but we still try to make some common things for patients. For example, if you are on a meal replacement, we ask you to see a nurse in the center alternating with me every week for a certain period of time, and then we increase the visits to every 2 weeks seeing a nurse, and then every 4 weeks to me. For somebody who's on medications, we ask them to see the nurse every 2 weeks and then see me every 4 weeks. This is short term for, let's say, anywhere from 12 to 20 weeks. Once the person becomes stabilized, is all set, and we have monitored their electrolytes, their lab work, their symptoms, and we have made sure that there are no side effects of the medication, after several months, we extend their visits to monthly or every 2 months or 3 months,
right.
Really depending on every individual. But yes, in initial period of time, we do monitor them closely for the side effects, the efficacy, and to be honest with you, Larry, some of my patients actually want to come sooner because they take ownership and pride in being monitored and being able to talk to me. So if they were falling off the crack, they could always come back and say, let's do back it.
And it also, I think, would help them to stay on a program.
Yes.
Because if they're seeing you more frequently, you know, they don't want your wrath. What happened? What'd you do? Why'd you go off? You know, that's what I'm just saying. You do it. I'm just saying that, you
right.
know, it helps them, I would think. You
yes.
know, some people, not everybody, but some people. All right. Nasty question.
Sure.
Do you take insurance?
Yes.
So, Medicare or Medicaid or whatever that is?
To my best knowledge, all the medical insurances, including Medicare, Medicaid, commercial health insurances, are covered by the center. They pay for the medical doctor visits. Unfortunately, the meal replacement program and a clinic visit for the nurse are out-of-pocket expenses. They are not paid by insurances. But if you have an insurance question or somebody does have it, they can call the center to confirm before making an appointment if that is accepted. But I believe most of the insurances are taken by the center.
Okay. So what isn't covered would be the meal.
Yes, the cost of the meal replacement part. And when you come to see the nurse every time, that nurse visit is not covered. But keep in mind, there is a full-time dietitian in the center which, for which the cost is included in your program. And that is, with the initial enrollment, that cost is covered, and that guidance or that counseling comes along with you for free.
Okay. What is OptiFast?
All right. So, you know,
I've never heard of it. That's not saying that it's not, you know, been around a while, but.
So, you know, there are many commercially available meal replacement programs or meal replacement products, I should say, that you could buy on a grocery store.
Yeah, Weight Watchers and stuff like that, you know.
Now, OptiFast is unique in which it is scientifically proven. There are a lot of research behind it and has been established as one of the, you know, I would say a very strong product in meal replacement to help you lose weight in a healthy way. It is a very well-balanced meal which contains the appropriate amount of macronutrients, meaning carbohydrates, protein, and fat, and all the essential minerals and vitamins in a single pack. So, for example, every product has 160 calories. Either you take a soup or a shake or a, you know, bar. But it does give you enough choices and so many other nutritional value that it has been used as a product for medical weight loss. I was recently in an OptiFast meeting in Connecticut, and I get to meet a lot of different doctors, and one of the doctors that I heard in the meeting was a weight loss specialist in Wake Forest, North Carolina. He's also using the same product. This product can only be given by a doctor.
Okay.
In a center. You could not buy this over the counter.
Over the counter, okay.
You cannot. And that is the main reason also that this product is well-supported. It's a product of Nestle and well-supported and well-researched. So you can feel assured that what you are consuming is well-tested, well-researched, and widely used by medical professionals.
Is it like a meal type thing? Like Weight Watchers gives you these meals and...
It is. It is comes in a bar, like a regular bar.
Okay.
It comes in a regular soup and a regular shake. You have the sachet and the packets, and then you can mix it and make your own, you know, soup and shakes.
Okay.
And bar is your handy bar. You know, you could just eat with breakfast or a snack. And we do give you a meal plan. So when the person meets me and they decide to be on a meal replacement, they sit with the nutritionist and with, you know, we both together in conjunction decide to, you know, choose, let's say, a calorie number, for example, 1100. So she would come up with a plan in which she would use either all the meal replacement products or a combination of the products and the regular food.
Okay. We have to take a quick break.
Sure.
We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
We're back. It's the medical health program hour. I'm Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged to have with us today Dr. Bansal.
Yep.
All right. That's twice I said it right. Wow. I'm getting better at this.
Good.
And we've been talking about obesity and overweight and some of the health risks, and but we haven't actually asked about the contact. So, Doctor, if you just give us the contact information. And
yes, the contact information for the center is 1738 Route 31 North, Clinton, New Jersey. And the phone number to make a call for consult is 908-735-3912. I will repeat, it's 908-735-3912 for your initial free, no-obligation consultation.
And if you're going north on 31, if you get to the Speedway gas station, you just passed it.
You
just passed it, so you have to turn around and come back because it's right next to the Speedway.
Yep.
Gas station. Now, you're the medical director.
Yes.
Correct? So you have the people under you.
Right.
Is there any other doctors who work under you or with you?
At this present time, I am the medical director, so I'm managing with a dietitian, a coordinator. We do plan to hire more nurse practitioner mm-hmm. or a physician assistant in future.
Okay. Is there a nutritionist there?
Yes, we okay. have a full-time nutritionist and a part-time nutritionist who dedicate their time and energy and all their efforts for weight loss or in this center.
So okay.
We are very privileged to have that. He comes with a lot of experience in this area and does work hand-in-hand with the patients even before, during, or at the time of their visits to answer any questions or concerns that they have.
Now, I know from dealing with mental health issues over the last almost 20 years mm-hmm. that people have relapses.
Yep.
And sometimes it takes 5, 6, 7 times to get ahead. Do you find that people sometimes
Absolutely.
Have relapses?
Larry, you have asked me a great question. And this is called recidivism in obesity, in which we do see an initial weight loss and then there's a relapse. And I would say to this again, it takes about 5 to 7% of weight loss to see benefits. This is proven by research and studies.
Okay.
The more you do, by 10 to 15% of your weight loss, you have almost extinguished the fire. So when I see person relapsing, I never lose hope, and I don't let them lose hope, because if they have done it once, they can do it again.
Right.
So yes, there is a relapse, but there is a solution, and there is an answer that you can definitely work on and get back to your goal. That sustenance of weight loss is the hardest thing shown in research.
Yeah, it would seem to me that one of the hardest things is acknowledging
yes.
and going to your organization initially, you know, to hear all this stuff that they don't really want to hear. You know, I mean, when you stop and think about it, you know, well, yeah, you're going to put me on a diet, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you know. And I think that the person has to really want to have some kind of force that's driving them to do that, whether it's the wife or the husband saying, lose the weight or whatever, you know, or whatever the case may be. I think that they have to have something. Yeah, the doctors can give them all the bad side, the downside to being overweight, the, you know, the causes that could cause medical problems and severe medical problems. But I think they themselves have to make a decision. Just like somebody with a mental health issue has to make a decision whether they want help or not. And so I would think it's pretty much the same.
And again, Larry, you have pointed out a very, very good question. You know, people who have a little bit more fat or excess pound, they feel fearful or feel fearful of the time that they can be judged. And that is painful to them. So that is one mission we have at the center, not to be judgmental and be helpful and respectful to the needs and the wants of the patients, to help them through the journey that they're wanting to be. So I think, you know, this is very important for any weight loss center, I would say, to be very respectful of the folks that are seeking your help.
Because I can't think too many people want to be in that position. You know, some may, a small percentage may, but I think most of the people don't want to be there.
Nobody wants to.
So if they don't want to be there, then, you know, why not be, well, be respectful for them even if they don't want to be there, you know. But the thing is that, you know, they're coming to you for whatever reason. They're being forced or pushed or voluntarily or whatever. And, you know, respect, I think, is a lot.
I encourage my patients to talk to me, speak to me. And I tell them, see, whatever you tell me is confidential.
You know,
it's you. If you don't share with me, how will I help you? And people open up, and we had a great discussion, and, you know.
And, you know, they do, you know. Because, like, I teach classes and you know, run support groups and stuff like that. And the first thing I tell them is, whatever's said here is confidential. You know, my wife and I teach, sometimes we teach together, not often. We like to stay married.
But, hope your wife is not hearing that.
Oh, she knows. I tell her that. But, you know, but I tell them that, you know, whatever you say here stays here. It's confidential. And I says, although my wife is involved with NAMI, when I go home, I won't tell her. She'll say, how did class go? I'll say, great. And that's it. You know, she won't get details or anything. And vice versa. If she's teaching, she won't tell me, which is fine because that's the way it should be. And I think that, you know, it's great that you do the same thing. Because, you know, people's, they not only are in a lousy situation sometimes in their mind, but they sure don't want it spread all over either, you know. So I think that's very good.
What they are looking for is trust and baby steps, somebody who can help them through. And I will tell you, being an endocrinologist, I have a, you can say, an advantage or privilege that when they come to see me for obesity, I'm able to help them with their diabetes or blood pressure or other medical condition associated, and able to manage their medications or things which they are very appreciative of. So I think it helps them overall, physically, medically, that I can, you know, serve them for their goals.
Would you give the phone number again and the contact?
It's 1738 Route 31, Suite number 214, second floor, Clinton, New Jersey, 08822. And the phone number is 908-735-3912.
Well, doctor, I can't thank you enough. It's been a pleasure. And who knows, maybe one day I'll come stop and see you.
Larry, it is my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
And thank you so much for being here.
Yes.
You've been listening to the 100 Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce, and we will be back again next week, same time, same station. Stay healthy, folks. And if you're a little overweight, go see a doctor.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Oh folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I would have been surprised if these people were for our bill because we take money away from them.
Senator Lindsey Graham appearing on ABC this week talking about the GOP health care plan. He says he's not surprised to see that many people are lining up against it.
The fact that insurance companies are objecting to the fact they no longer get direct payments from the federal government, the same amount of money goes to states to set up new health care systems that won't fail, doesn't surprise me.
A Texas Republican congressman calling on Arizona voters to recall Senator John McCain following McCain's recent brain cancer diagnosis. Congressman Louie Gohmert tells Fox News nothing inhibits recovery from cancer like stress. Gohmert said Arizona could help him and us by recalling the senator. Gohmert has been critical of McCain's constant votes to keep Obamacare. There's no constitutional provision for recalling a U.S. senator. USA Radio News.
Are you a football bettor? If so, you've definitely seen the sports gambling movie that Hollywood made called Two for the Money, starring Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. As you know, it's all about the world's most successful professional sports handicapper, Brandon Lang, the legend who's a documented 21-3 lifetime with his Super Bowl picks. Hollywood only makes movies about winners, and when it comes to betting football, there's no bigger winner than Brandon Lang. Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey played Brandon Lang in the movie, but the real Brandon Lang can make you money tonight absolutely free. Get his best bet, along with those of his seven top handicappers, for free. That's a $700 value for free. You pick the day you want to win. Tonight, Saturday in college football, Sunday in the NFL, it's your call. Simply text the word FREE to 30838 to get all eight winners for free. No strings attached. Again, text the word FREE to 30838. Win now. Text FREE to 30838.
A gunman opened fire at a suburban Nashville, Tennessee church Sunday morning as services were ending, leaving a woman dead and seven others wounded.